Welcome to California Now, a podcast produced by Visit California. I'm Soterios Johnson. On this episode, we're going to highlight one of California's most iconic destinations. Orange County is well known for its classic beaches and theme parks, but as we'll learn in this episode, there is so much more to explore in this county that's sandwiched between Los Angeles and San Diego. We'll start off with author Chris Epting, who writes about the hidden gems of Orange County.
There's so many different backdrops you can find yourself within, from forests, to lakes, to streams, to waterfalls, to oceans, in a way that I don't think really any other place in Southern California allows.
After that, we'll get a few shopping tips from Orange Coast Magazine style and home editor, Chelsea Ranieri.
So we have a world-renowned shopping destination called South Coast Plaza, and it's incredible. They have more than a dozen West Coast exclusive boutiques.
And we'll wrap things up with Leslie Liao, an OC native and rising star in the stand-up comedy world. That's all coming up on California Now. If you're looking for hidden gems in Orange County, my first guest can tell you where to find them. Chris Epting is a travel writer and historian who has written more than 10 books about the OC. His latest book, Lost Landmarks of Orange County, dives deep into the cultural landmarks that helped shape the county long before Disneyland came along. Chris, welcome to California Now.
Thank you for having me, Stuart. It's good to be here.
So, you haven't just written one or two books about Orange County. You've written more than 10. That's the next level passion. How come so many?
You know what? When I first moved to Orange County in 1999, I had this sort of preconceived notion about it. And that came from a lot of people saying, oh, you're going beyond the Orange Curtain, which in Southern California, there's always been this sort of take on Orange County that it was for a long time, it was true. It was this kind of very sort of conservative enclave. But as I discovered in 1999, there was a lot more to it. The county was going through, I think, a lot of great positive changes, becoming more diverse. And the more I lived here, I just realized there were some things here that I never felt the county got credit for, whether it was incredible open space and hiking opportunities and cool ethnic, enclaves and interesting historic sites. So I wanted to kind of set the record straight, whether we're talking about baseball or rock and roll or pop culture. I wanted to write, those are things I like writing about, things that kind of leave cultural footprints. And that's what got me off on it.
That's really cool. So let's talk about some of those surprising things you learned about Orange County while researching your books. I mean, say like open space, for example. So how is Orange County so great with open space?
Well, the hiking opportunities are jaw-dropping. I don't think people realize you can get lost in live oak forests in Orange County. You can walk along the Laguna coastline. I mean, there's so many different backdrops you can find yourself within, from forests, to lakes, to streams, to waterfalls, to oceans, in a way that I don't think really any other place in Southern California allows. And it's all very easy. There's places, one of my favorite hikes is to a place called Dripping Cave, which takes you back on this fairly, moderate hike into an actual cave, what was like a robber's roost, where you can still see these hooks driven into the stone where robbers would hang their bags of loot, from back in the 1800s. So you really can time travel in a lot of cool ways and see, beautiful, unbridled, untouched nature in ways that you don't really associate with Southern California. Another favorite spot is in Carbon Canyon, where there's an actual redwood forest, the only one of its kind in Southern California.
Right. You wouldn't think of Southern California as a place where redwoods would be.
But you've got hundreds of mature redwoods. Now, the interesting part about it is how it happened. Back in 1975, a local bank was doing a promotion. If you had a checking account, they would give you a redwood sapling. And the promotion kind of went bust, and the bank said, hey, we've got hundreds of saplings, let's plant them there. They did. The temperate climate worked, and lo and behold, you've got this remarkable forest. So things like that to me are great hidden gems, well worth exploring, whether you've never been here or whether you've been here for a long time.
That's really great. And in addition to hiking, I've heard that locals also love to mountain bike in the OC. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, plenty of opportunities. Very clearly marked. You can look these things up pretty easily. And that's become, obviously, in the last 10 or so years, a much more popular sport, even with the advent of e-bikes and all those things. So yeah, there are plenty of opportunities for mountain biking. If you head down, especially South County, down around off in Cleveland National Forest and places like that, as well as camping opportunities too. I mean, again, the deeper you go into sort of the, you know, for want of a better word, the backcountry, you do find these opportunities that are rugged, and you know, it's really a fun thing. And you're only a half an hour away from a major city, but it feels like you've gone much further.
And you also mentioned rock and roll. What's the OC connection with rock?
Well, it goes back. I mean, the first band in Orange County was called the Rhythm Rockers out of Santa Ana. They had a guitar player named Barry Rolera, who became very instrumental. He influenced the Beatles, for instance. The way he played guitar, he did a thing called note bending, which had that kind of ethereal sound, which George Harrison fell in love with. They learned about Barry because Barry played with the Righteous Brothers, another Orange County product. The Righteous Brothers opened up for the Beatles on one of their first tours, and that's how Barry got to know them. There was a club called the Golden Bear in Huntington Beach, which was open until 1986, where everybody played, from Janis Joplin to Linda Ronstadt to Steve Martin. And that was another club that really created this sort of flashpoint of rock and roll culture in the county. Bands would play the Golden Bear sort of between San Diego and Los Angeles. It became that kind of stopping point.
Does it still exist? I mean, can people visit? Can they experience or visit part of this rock history?
They can. You know, the Golden Bear is gone. There is a marker there right by Main Street and Coast Highway in Huntington Beach. There's still a fairly vibrant club scene throughout the county. I mean, you know, a lot of famous bands came from Orange County. Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots went to Edison High School in Huntington Beach. He had a great punk movement. But yeah, there are still plenty of places to see music. There's, of course, there's a House of Blues. There's used to be called the Palm, the Honda Center now in Anaheim. Some major venues, but also plenty of smaller ones too, where up-and-coming bands can play. But yeah, there's a great rock and roll legacy in Orange County.
That's really cool. We'd really love for you to take us on a guided tour of Orange County. So let's say I'm in LA, I'm heading south on Highway 1, and I cross into the OC. Where am I, and what should I look for?
First thing you're going to want to do is you come out of Long Beach. Right as you cross 2nd Street, you hit the county line, which immediately puts you over the line in Seal Beach. Seal Beach, to me, is one, if you're going to visit California, it's the classic Southern California beach town. It's what they've done in terms of maintaining the integrity of the original Main Street. It's one of the most charming little spots you'll find in the state. There's an original red car train, one of the Pacific Electric train cars that changed Southern California, still sits on display on Electric Avenue. Before you hit Main Street, there's a beautiful little pier there. So you're in Seal Beach. If you continue on Coast Highway, next you go into another great little beach town called Sunset Beach, which again, this is a beach town with, they don't deliver mail. You have to go to the post office to get your mail, which creates this great little sense of community. Next is Huntington Beach, you know, a little bit bigger, a little bit bolder, Surf City, USA. And working your way down the coast from there, you know, it's Newport, it's Corona del Mar, it's Laguna, it's Dana Point. So if all you did was travel down the coast all the way down to San Clemente before you cross into San Diego County, you will experience the spectrum of Southern California beach culture that is unrivaled. Now, if you want to move inland a little bit, that's what gets you into places like Anaheim. If you want to catch a ball game, of course, the Angels play there. You've got Disneyland. You've got Knott's Berry Farm nearby in Buena Park. You've got Little Saigon, part of Westminster, which a lot of the Vietnamese communities came over and settled in the mid-70s after the fall of Saigon. So you've got great opportunities inland. But I think for a lot of people, if you're first coming down, do the coastal tour, because every beach city here has such a different personality and just so many unique little shops and cafes and restaurants. Each one of them is really worth a visit.
Right. Sounds it. And so like if you had somebody coming for the first time and you wanted to show them some local flavor or a hidden gem, like what's one or two spots that you would absolutely have to take them to?
I would first take them to a little place called Sugar Shack on Main Street in Huntington Beach. It's a family-owned restaurant, been there for decades, kind of a little hole in the wall, but it's that community local spot. It's the best breakfasts, I think, hands down, in Southern California. And the Sugar Shack is just one of those places. Again, if you're like me, if you want to get local and kind of eschew sort of the bigger name brand places, that's a great place to start. There's another, you know, moving around, if you go over to Little Saigon, there's a place there called My Thuan Market, and it's a bustling Vietnamese supermarket, but they have a dim sum counter there that to me rivals any other noodle house or dim sum house in California. It's spectacular.
What would you order there?
Oh, My Thuan Market, I'm very much into shrimp har gow. I'm a dumpling person, so any kind of bao, any kind of dumpling, any kind of noodle dish, I'm all over. So I tend to graze there. For me, I'll get a little of this, a little of that, and wind up with boxes of just, you know, all different kinds of things. But again, it's very bustling. You feel like you've stepped into another space, another culture. It really is wonderful.
That's really great. You know, OC beaches are known for being some of SoCal's best. So what beaches should people explore?
Well, I think, like I mentioned already, Seal Beach and Sunset Beach, very casual beaches, you know, tons of free parking, another hard thing to find in Southern California. Huntington Beach, you know, it's second longest pier in the country, I believe. Surf City, so if you want to catch the surf or see lots of surfers, that's the place to be. Huntington Beach also features a dog beach, which people visit from all over the world. It's more than 1 mile solid, off-leash opportunity in the waves, in the ocean, so that's great. The Wedge down by Newport is another great surfing opportunity where people can either go surf or body surf or simply watch surfers, another popular thing. So those are kind of the main beaches. But again, like I said earlier, every Southern California beach and beach town has its own character. San Clemente beaches are beautiful. Dana Point is spectacular because, again, the way the coast is shaped, it affects the wave patterns. It affects how the tides come in and out. And that also really makes each beach experience so different.
And the Surf City you speak of is the actual Surf City from the famous song from the 1960s, right?
Well, yeah, it was, Jan and Dean, interestingly, had the real kind of first hit with Surf City. Dean Torrance, member of Jan and Dean, lives in Huntington Beach, is kind of an unofficial ambassador. Surf City, it's funny. It's a term that gets bandied around a lot. Santa Cruz also kind of claims it. Huntington Beach had the good sense to trademark it. So Surf City USA is sort of the official handle of Huntington Beach. And for good reason. I mean, again, that really, they call it the Times Square of surfing, where PCH hits Main Street, the biggest surf shops, you know, the best board shapers and all that. They're really, surf culture in Huntington Beach is still very much alive and well.
We've talked a little bit about the diversity of the OC now, and, you know, you've talked about Little Saigon as being some of your, you know, favorite places there. What about some of the other diversity? Does it kind of extend into the culinary scene in a big way?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you go to Santa Ana, if you like Mexican food, like I do, there are opportunities like that are really, again, classic Southern California. Again, Santa Ana has a very rich restaurant culture, especially when it comes to Mexican food. So there are wonderful little places where, again, lots of family-run places that you can experience in food courts and things like that, which are really nice. And I always encourage people to go over there and, again, find them. And again, these are meals that are affordable, typically, very filling, very satisfying, and really make you feel like you're eating local. I got to tell you, when I go to Santa Ana, I like the street tacos. It's not even if there's names, but I encourage people to go around and find those carts. That's really where you're going to get the meal that I think you're going to talk about. And there are plenty of opportunities over there of people that put up, you know, their street taco carts and they're grilling fresh carnitas all day long. They've got these incredible homemade salsas that are really special and really nice. And I think that's, now in Huntington Beach, there's a place called Mario's, which I do like a lot. And there's also a place called La Capilla that I enjoy as well off of Beach and Adams. So, but if you go to Santa Ana, again, explore on the streets, find those carts, because that's really where you're tasting the culture and the family love for food.
That sounds really amazing. Let's talk a little bit about your book now, Lost Landmarks of Orange County. What are lost landmarks exactly? And can you give us a few examples from your book?
I'm always fascinated with what kind of brings a place into existence. And oftentimes you can learn that by studying things that aren't there anymore. I already mentioned the Golden Bear, but a lot of people don't realize the cover of the book shows a place called Lion Country Safari, which was one of these open air places where you could drive around and lions and tigers and cheetahs and giraffes would all come to your car. I mean, this was in a day where these things, like today, insurance probably wouldn't allow. Opening in 1970, I think they were there until 1984. And Lion Country Safari in Irvine, where, again, you had a lot of open space, became very popular, especially for people that would come to visit Disneyland and would leave like an extra day or two to do something else. Now, interestingly, Orange County back then was known for a lot of these kind of animal-themed parks. Some other sites in the book include the California Alligator Farm, which was there for about 30 years. a place called the Japanese Deer Park, a place called the Buffalo Ranch. So you have these very expansive, very exotic opportunities to go mingle with animals, again, in a way that probably isn't allowed today. Interestingly, the California alligator farm, as I learned writing the book, was about to go out of business in the 60s. They were too expensive to feed the alligators. Walter Knott of Knott's Berry Farm, a block away, heard about this. There's a very famous fried chicken restaurant there. I will add that to my list of culinary musts in Orange County. But when he heard about the alligators, that the place might go out of business, each night he began shipping down the excess raw chicken they hadn't sold that day, which kept the alligator farm in business for years after that.
Wow.
Those are some of the places that to me really harken back to these days gone by, where you could go to Disneyland one day and then also go watch like authentic Japanese culture with the deer is wandering and koi ponds and things. And again, a buffalo ranch in Newport. If you drive by there today on MacArthur Boulevard, there's a giant buffalo statue at the corner of Bonita Canyon. That's there marking the former entranceway of the Buffalo Ranch.
People probably drive past that have no idea, right?
There's a little plaque there, but that's why I think a book like this can be fun, whether you're visiting or whether you're a local, because it helps make sense of these remnants and artifacts that still surround us. And there's a number of them. I mean, they're really, sometimes people do leave these trace elements of things, and it's fun to tell those stories, kind of reverse engineering from the artifact itself. There were also lots of museums. There was a wax museum. There was a plane museum, a classic car museum in Orange County. So Orange County was this tourist mecca. Look, in large part because of what Knott's Berry Farm originally and then Disneyland birthed. I mean, once you have those forces in place, there were lots of other opportunities to open different museums and kind of offbeat places to visit, again, to soak up that extra day or two that a family might have.
And also, in your book, you mention a fake ski mountain from the 1960s. What's that all about?
It was called Ski Villa. It was open one year, I believe, 1966, on a hillside in Carbon Canyon. They came in, they cemented this very steep hillside, covered it with 2 million interlocking white plastic tiles to simulate snow. People would ski down. That was in theory.
Quote, unquote, ski down.
Quote, unquote, ski, but in the process, breaking arms, legs, neck.
Wow.
Because of gravity. But they created these little structures around it to make it seem like a Swiss ski village. Those structures are still there. The hill has been developed since then. I happen to draw some of the old plastic tiles I found there years ago that were still there. And again, it's little pieces of the past that help you make sense of what's there today. But yeah, Ski Villa wasn't around for long for good reason, but it's still kind of a fun story.
How about one more landmark from your book, something that will surprise listeners?
One of the landmarks in the book that caught me off guard was out in a little town called La Habra, right on the LA County border, told the story of a mailman in the 1920s who was looking for a way to make some extra money, and he planted an avocado tree like a lot of people were doing back then. And it didn't really take, so he bought a new tree from Guatemala, and that was the tree that produced some really special avocados. His name, the former mail carrier, was Rudolf Hass.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me.
And so I went and found the plaque in his old yard that marked the former site of the original Hass avocado tree. That's one of my favorite sites. One other is a place in Brea, California. I'm a big baseball fan, and there's a spot where Babe Ruth played a game on Halloween Day 1924 against Walter Johnson, the famed right-handed pitcher, in an old place called the Brea Bowl. It's no longer there, but it's a really historic baseball site that I think is worth visiting as well.
Wow. Chris, this has really been a blast. I've learned so much about Orange County that I never knew. Thanks so much for joining us on California Now.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Again, I love Orange County. Could talk about it the whole time. So I really appreciate you taking the time to feature it like this.
Oh, absolutely. Chris Epting is a travel writer and author of Lost Landmarks of Orange County. To learn more about Chris and his book, visit his website at chrisepting.com. That's Chris, EPTING.com. You can also follow him on Instagram at Chris Epting. This is California Now. In the OC, shopping is right up there with theme parks and the beach in terms of reasons to visit. My next guest is on top of all the hottest retail trends in Orange County. Chelsea Ranieri is the style and home editor at Orange Coast Magazine, where she also hosts the Zest podcast. Chelsea, welcome to California Now.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So Chelsea, you know, first let's talk about your beat. Orange County having this reputation that it does as a shopping destination, that must keep things interesting for you at work. What kinds of stories do you typically cover?
Yeah, so we cover everything from, in the style and home section, boutiques, designers, and then also we do interior design, home decor shopping, pretty much anything that runs the gamut between fashion and home. And the magazine itself actually has been around. This is our 50th anniversary, which is really exciting.
I mean, it sounds like fashion is definitely a passion of yours. I mean, do you have a background in fashion? Did you study it?
I really didn't. It's so funny. Like, no direct training in fashion, but I've just always loved it since I was a kid.
How would you characterize your personal style?
Ooh, I think I will say what my friends have told me, and this is a really nice word, and I personally want to describe myself as it, but they say it's chic, which God bless them for that. I think that I like really simple, clean aesthetics that I kind of tailor to my mood, I guess, in a way. But some of my favorite brands here I can talk about that are locally owned. Mae Martin is one of my top brands that I constantly go to. They're actually a jewelry store, a jewelry brand, and I've bought their jewelry for years. And I wear this pair of earrings that I got from them. They're $20. I wear them every single day in the shower, going to work out, and they've not tarnished. So that's amazing. And then also they have a bunch of other great brands like Perfect White Tea, Cleo Bella, which is also Orange County based, and then also Vitamin A Swim. And I pretty much get all my friends' gifts from there too. But they have a lot of like really clean basics.
Now, you're also the host of The Zest, as we mentioned. That's Orange Coast's new podcast. What can you tell us about it?
So I interview people who have ties to Orange County who are successful and notable. So I've gotten to interview the iconic designer, Paul Frank, if you remember the Julius Monkey that kind of like took over pop culture in the early 2000s. He's grew up in Huntington Beach, and I also grew up in Huntington Beach. And so I had no idea as a kid that I was wearing a shirt from a designer who was local, which was really cool. And then also, you know, all the celebrities and was wearing him at the time, and he was in a bunch of movies too. I have been so fortunate to have such amazing people on the podcast. And when my friends and family listen to it, they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that person had that connection to Orange County. So it's always fun.
That's really great. All right, let's hit the stores now. I mean, why is Orange County seen as such a style and fashion hub? I mean, what is it about the OC?
So we have a world-renowned shopping destination called South Coast Plaza. And it's incredible. They have more than a dozen West Coast exclusive boutiques. So Alexander Wang, Miu Miu, I'm not going to say this right, Chopard, it's an incredible mall. Like, you can spend all day there. And they actually just had a new restaurant open up called Calo Kitchen and Tequila. And my friend and I went shopping recently, and we stopped in there first, and it is gorgeous inside, and the food's incredible. And a margarita or two helps loosen you up when you go shopping. And then, but there's lots of great stores there. They have Ghani, Reformation, Aritzia. So you can really explore just a bunch of different brands.
Right. And then in addition to that, like, there are other destinations as well.
So
like,
yeah.
If there was like a Mount Rushmore of OC shopping destinations, like, what would be on it?
Okay. South Coast Plaza, Fashion Island, Lido Marina Village. I personally love The Lab and The Camp. They're also outdoor malls that are in Costa Mesa. They're a little bit smaller than Fashion Island, but they're so fun. And then also in San Juan Capistrano, there's a new mall coming. It's called River Street Marketplace. And they're going to have a couple locally owned brands. Seeger is one of them. And then Shop Common Thread is another. Seeger is a men's brand. And then Shop Common Thread is a woman's brand.
I've heard of some of these, like Fashion Island I've heard of, but I really don't know anything about. So like, for some of those that would be on the Mount Rushmore, for example, like, what makes them stand out? Like, for like, say, Fashion Island, what is special about Fashion Island?
Okay, so Fashion Island's an outdoor mall, and it was like the spot I went to as a kid when I was just wanted to be at the mall with my friends. Like, that was it. They have incredible stores. So Built Basics is also a locally owned brand, and it's a like activewear brand. So they have that there. Good American is owned by Khloe Kardashian, and their second location opened at Fashion Island, and it's the first in Orange County. So we get bragging rights for that one. And then they have a brand called Buck Mason, which is really cool too. And then also this spring, this season actually, Restoration Hardware is opening up a restaurant called RH Newport Beach, and it's going to be 80,000 square feet. And it's going to have a rooftop with views of the ocean. And the only other one in California is in San Francisco. So it's a big deal for us. Yeah, 80,000 square feet. It's going to be crazy. Like, it's so big.
I've heard that you know, like the OC has some stores that Rodeo Drive doesn't even have.
Oh, yeah. Those would be most likely South Coast Plaza, like with the West Coast exclusive boutiques. Missoni's another one of them. Yeah, if you're trying to find something in LA and you can't find it, it's most likely at South Coast Plaza.
All right, let's do a few hypotheticals now. Let me say I really love high-end luxury fashion and I'm coming to the OC intent on some serious power shopping. Like, where would you send me?
Okay, let's also add to that hypothetical that it's a very nice day outside. I would send you to...
Which is not like uncommon, right?
True, very true. And like, let's say you wanted to be by the water. I would take you to Lido Marina Village. It is literally right on the harbor of Newport. And you can like rent a Duffy out there if you want, and you can have them put like a balloon arch on it, which is really cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. But what is a Duffy? And
oh, right.
What?
Oh yeah. Okay. So a Duffy is like a small electric boat that anyone can drive. I think okay. Obviously there's an age limit, but yeah, you can take out this tiny little boat and you can pick the color that you want. Like put a balloon arch on it and you can drive it around the water and you can take it to different restaurants if you want. Like you can park at, there's certain restaurants that allow you to do this. Park the Duffy at a restaurant, get out, go get food, jump back in the Duffy, go boat around for a little bit longer. You can do that at the Cannery, I think they allow you to do that, which is a kind of like a sushi restaurant.
I mean, it sounds like you're basically in Venice, like you're just boating around places.
Literally, exactly. Yeah, it's so fun. And also at Lido, so if you wanted to shop, there's a store called Elise Walker, and they have like all the high-end designers. And in the back, there's this really beautiful jewelry section, and it is inside of an old bank vault. It's really cool when you go in there, and it's all this like gorgeous jewelry. So that one's really fun. And then also Cynthia Rowley, who's a famous designer, has a store down there, and she has really cool wetsuits for women. They're like really cute. Like, I don't surf, but I'm like, I would wear that if I did. And then we have The Real Real, which is, it was an online consignment store, and now we have one in Newport in Valido. Little Marina Village. There's also Love Shack Fancy, which is gorgeous, like floral dresses. And when I first interviewed them when they opened, they said you can bring your kids in and they can make like bracelets for free while you shop.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And we have Jenny Kane, Stony Clover Lane. So that's a whole section just packed with like a ton of amazing stores. And across the street, even there's a brand called Seavey's, and that has a really interesting story. So the current owner was shopping in Japan at a thrift store, and he found dead stock shoes from the 60s, and they were Seavey's. And this brand had started back in the 60s and it ended in the 70s. And he was like, well, I want to like bring this back up. So he revitalized the brand in 2008. And their second location's at like right across from Lido Marina Village. So you can shop those. They're like really comfortable recycled shoes. And it's inside of a little cottage. I think he said it was from the 40s. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah. So lots of great spots down in Lido.
That sounds really great. So, okay. So maybe I went window shopping there because I'm really looking for a bargain. So, so if I'm looking for a bargain, I went window shopping at the luxury fashion place, but I want a real bargain. And some name brands, where would you send me to look for that?
Okay. I was so excited to talk about this because I literally just did that. Okay. So if you're coming in Orange County and you know the date you're coming, follow these two Instagram brands, Less is More and Shop a Boat. It's shop with two P's in an E. And so these two girls, they just bought a studio in Costa Mesa and they're probably going to do more pop-ups there. But I've shopped their pop-ups before and I kid you not, I spent, okay, let's say $200, still kind of a lot, but I calculated out, like I went online and looked at each piece that I had bought and my bag was worth well over $1,000.
Wow.
It was, so I got a Ganni coat, which is G-A-N-N-I, which is at South Coast too. And that coat typically would have cost like $400 and I got it for $20. And so,
how is that? Is this kind of like last season's stuff or how is that possible?
Oh, right. So the two girls that have those Instagrams, I'm not entirely sure where they get this stuff from. I don't really entirely know, but I'm like, don't ask questions. I'll just,
yeah, you don't
want to
know. No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
But they have like all these, like they bring in a bunch of different vendors. And I think most of the girls are influencers and they have just all this incredible brand name stuff. My friend got an Alexander Wang denim jacket for $100 and we like Googled it immediately afterwards and it was $600 jacket.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know. It's so good. So like, definitely follow them. And then their studio is called Same Studios. And so they're going to have a bunch of great events there. So if you want a bargain, that's the spot to go.
Yeah, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
All right, one more hypothetical. Say I'm in the search for a one-of-a-kind shopping experience that maybe I can't get anywhere else. So point me towards some real hidden gems in Orange County.
Ooh, there's so many. Okay, so I would say Orange Circle. So Orange is a city in Orange County, obviously. And that's where Chapman is, where I went to school. And they have like, it's just this crazy amount of antique stores. I mean, you could spend days shopping there because you go in off the street and then it just goes down. Like it goes, there's like levels of antiques and all these vendors, and there's multiples of these stores. But they have everything from antique furniture to vintage clothes. Like you can find really cool, like old records. They have home decor. So if you are traveling, like you could, I mean, maybe ship an antique back because they're so beautiful, but you can stock up on the vintage clothes.
Is the furniture kind of like mid-century modern, or does it go older than that? I mean, how
ooh,
old
like
are
older than that. But if you are a mid-century modern fan, in Retrospect, which is in Huntington Beach, it's a big warehouse and they have like stunning, I hate to compare it to West Elm, but like better than West Elm, mid-century modern furniture. And they have like all these other vendors too. So they have vintage clothes, they have, yeah, home decor, records, just like really unique little things, but their mid-century modern furniture collection is incredible. And fun fact, the vest that I'm wearing and the artwork for my podcast is from there. So
yeah, so you're for real.
Yeah, exactly.
you practice what you preach.
Exactly.
Like any other hidden gems?
Yes. Okay, so obviously like there was a show, Laguna Beach, like years ago. You have to go to Laguna Beach if you're coming down to Orange County. The beaches, in my opinion, are the most beautiful that we have here. And there's three stores out there that are like, I mean, flagshipped here. And so you can't really find them anywhere else. But Melin, M-E-L-I-N. And it's a popular hat brand. My husband's obsessed and their tech is crazy. So my husband's a runner. And so I would never know this, but I guess when you run, sweat goes down into your eyes if you're wearing a hat. They have a silicone band that goes in the front of the hat. So it goes to the side and down.
Oh my God. Like a little gutter for your forehead.
Literally. Yeah.
And that's then hilarious.
Like down to, they have a rubber stamp on the brim of the hat. So when you take your hat off, it doesn't get dirty there all the time. And then like they float and like all this cool stuff. So like that's, if you need a hat, that's the spot to go. And then there's Business and Pleasure Co. And so they're actually from Australia, but this is their flagship store in Laguna Beach. And they have everything that you need for like the beach. They have really cute cooler bags, towels, umbrellas, and like chairs and stuff. But they also have home stuff as well. So you can find like tables and chairs for your patio area and stuff like that. And then behind it, like in the same little building, there's a daily farmer's market called the Salt Horse. So you can like pack your cooler bag with snacks for the beach or just like go check it out because it's so cute. And then also in Laguna Beach, this opened last year. And I also interviewed her for The Zest, if you're curious to know her story. But her name is Lisa Marie. And she has like really great pieces for women. So she has these really pretty like feather tops and dresses and leather pieces. And in the front of the store, there's a sample rack and it's discounted items that didn't go to production. So they're one of a kind pieces that you won't find anywhere else and they're discounted. So
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's really great. Wow. I mean, you're definitely the person to go shopping with. I must tell you.
My friends text me all the time.
You know, of course, fashion and style are always changing, right? So tell me, what's new and trendy in Orange County shopping these days?
Okay, well, I mean, definitely the pop-ups are newer. I like never had seen so many pop-up markets beforehand. Like the Less is More and the Shop Abode. And you can pretty much go to like any coffee shop in Costa Mesa specifically, which is by Newport Beach, like any weekend, and you'll see a pop-up, like a rack of clothes out. And it's
like,
yeah,
actually just in the store or like outside on the, you know, on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Like on the sidewalk, there's a coffee shop called, it's WIP. It stands for Work in Progress. And I'll just like go in there on like a Saturday in the morning. And there's usually like a little rack of clothes outside on the patio area. And I always get roped into shopping somehow. Like, well, if it's there, I'm going to go look.
Right. Yeah. You're going for a coffee and you end up with a blouse, right?
Exactly. So those are really popular right now. And then same thing, Neat Coffee is another coffee shop in Costa Mesa. I spent a lot of time in Costa Mesa, obviously. But like, I'm just thinking about, there's a wine bar in Costa Mesa called Semi-Trophic Wines. And it's natural wine, which essentially means it's just fermented grapes. I love it. And they did a pop-up in the back of their like parking lot area. So you can get wine and then go out and go shopping. And they're even doing tattoos out there. So yeah, lots of really cool pop-ups.
That's amazing. I don't think I've ever heard of a place where, you know, the coffee shops and, you know, places like that would just have like pop-up racks of clothing for sale.
Yeah. That's, and they're really, it's like great clothing too. Like I got a big, like oversized leather coat for like, I think $70, but like those are more expensive than that. So I was
right
on
right.
it.
I mean, are there any personal favorites you'd like to add to our shopping list that maybe we haven't hit yet?
Yes. Okay. So I mentioned the lab and the camp. They're right across the street from each other. So they're smaller outdoor malls. And the camp has Pure Boutique, and that's a women's boutique, and then Seed People's Market. And they have everything from like bathing suits to like gifty items to stuff that you need to go on a hike, like outdoor gear. And then next to that is a thrift store called Second Street. And it's actually a thrift store that came from Japan. And they have really nice designer stuff too that you can find there. Also in the camp, they're opening up a new restaurant there soon. It's called ABA, A-H-B-A. And the original restaurant, my husband and I went like 3 Fridays in a row. Like it's so great. The best burger of your life. But it's also down on Laguna Beach. And they took over the spot next door to it and they called it Helen's. And it was an old like office space, which you think of old office space, you think of like desks and like boring stuff. There's like multiple living rooms that have like 70s furniture. I'm sure they added to it, but a lot of the furniture they said is left there from the original owners. And you can bring your food over from ABA right next door. And there's even a room that they have with an actual Nintendo that works. And there's a bar in there and like a patio area. So that's coming to the camp. And I'm pretty sure it's going to have a rooftop, but that's coming, I think, like literally within the next month or so. And then across from the camp, just like literally right across the street, there's two stores called, there's Period Correct and there is Quiet Golf. And Quiet Golf is like a streetwear brand meets golf. So you can wear it like it looks cool whether you're golfing or you're like just not. But it's like a really cool fashion brand. My husband also is obsessed with them and I've gone in there and wanted to buy stuff for myself, which is saying a lot because I don't golf. So like it's really cool. And then like I mentioned, the lab is also across the street. And there's this great brand called Mod Ref. And it's, like I said before, I love a good basic. It's a lot of great quality cut clothes. And they organize the store based on color. So it's kind of easy to navigate. And when you buy something, you get a tote bag, like a cute little tote bag. So we have a million of those now.
Oh my gosh, you have so many great recommendations for, you know, shopping especially, but also, you know, eating and, you know, getting a coffee and a skirt, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Chelsea, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much. I've already started a shopping list in my head for my next trip to the OC.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us on California Now.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Chelsea Ranieri is the style and home editor at Orange Coast Magazine and the host of their podcast, The Zest. You can read her work and listen to the podcast at orangecoast.com. That's orangecoast.com. This is California Now. Orange County has always inspired a lot of creativity, particularly in design and music, as we learned earlier in this episode. My next guest uses her OC roots to inspire laughter. Leslie Liao is a rising star in the comedy world. You may have seen her recently on The Tonight Show or on the Netflix comedy series Verified Stand-Up, where she draws from her experience growing up in Orange County on stage.
Making her TV debut, please welcome the very funny Leslie Liao!
Hello. Yes. Ooh, yes. Hello. It's so good to be. It feels so good to be here. Sorry, I feel like I sound like I'm always flirting. Sorry, it's because my voice is so deep and sensual.
Leslie, welcome to California Now.
Hello. Thank you.
So, Leslie, let's start with a little bit about your comedy career. I mean, which has really taken off in the last year. You were on The Tonight Show. You were in a Netflix special. How did you get into comedy?
I started comedy at 29, which I think is later than like your typical comedian. I always loved stand-up. Like I'm still identify as a massive stand-up fan. I just, before stand-up, I had a past life of wanting to be a hotshot Hollywood producer. So pre-stand-up, I worked at like these entertainment companies and production companies and talent agencies, and I was like a tortured Hollywood assistant. But I started stand-up at age 29 because at the time I was becoming a more confident human being, just like as a person wandering the earth with like my friends and like personality and dating life and stuff. And then I had a job at a comedy production company that produced comedy films. And I just was scouting stand-up. Like I was going to shows in LA every other night. And what actually inspired me was my very first time I saw bad live stand-up. But I've never seen bad live stand-up. So the first time I saw it, I was filled with rage. And I realized how much I loved stand-up. And I was like, who's letting them do it? Like, anyone can go do it? Like, really? So then I just realized, like, what's stopping you, Leslie? Like, yes, maybe you're older than typically people start. But then I remembered that night very clearly and started stand-up the next week and just haven't stopped.
So you were basically hooked at that point.
Yeah, I knew it too. Like, I was like, you know when you meet someone, you're like, oh, I'm going to date you for years and be obsessed with you. This is bad. Like, you're going to ruin the next 4 years of my life. I knew that with stand-up. I was like, you're just going to take over.
The last year of your career is really like a dream come true, right? I mean, and now you're on tour. So like, what's next for your comedy career?
I think I will be touring until I die. I think that is this is my new life. Like officially I'm out of the day job. I'm on tour. I think that's going to be nonstop. I forgot that like outside of stand-up, people see you as an actor and a host and a writer and all this stuff. So I am open to everything under the sun as long as I feel like it makes sense with my voice. If I think it's like creatively exciting or selfishly, if there's just like a cool creator that I would die to work with, like I will do anything cool that comes my way. But I want stand-up to be the main bread and butter until the day I die. Like I have no plans to parlay this into anything else. Like that I want to be the main thing. And who knows, maybe a podcast one day. You know, anything I'm open to.
Do you know how many bonfires I've been to in my life? Just showing up decked out head to toe in Billabong and fresh rainbow sandals, always blasting Counting Crows, like, sha-la-la-la-la-la, yeah.
So let's talk about the OC a little bit. I mean, you draw a lot from your OC roots in your comedy. Why is that?
My childhood, I think, is just funny. Like, I grew up in Orange County, and I think like a lot of my fellow, you know, peers who grew up in a town like Orange County with immigrant parents, you're just like, I was in a constant state of confusion of like, where do I sit? Where do I belong? Like, what's my identity? Like, am I OC? Am I Asian? Am I both? Am I like, what's cool? What's not? Am I cool? Like, I think even as a kid growing up, I recognized the tension in my childhood. And I'm like, this is so not normal. Like, I felt like I was cosplaying as an OC surfer girl, wearing my like Roxy sandals and Billabong hoodies and going to bonfires. I was like looking back at it as an adult, like I feel like it's such a just a funny childhood. But I do have a fondness for it. Like my family still lives in Orange County. I go there as much as humanly possible to see them. OC felt so cool to me, like the cool, like surfer, skater culture. And like, I just observed them and I was like, what are they wearing? And how come they know that's cool? You know, if they shopped at PacSun, I shopped at PacSun. If they wore a Hurley hoodie, I wore the Hurley hoodie. Like I had every type of rainbow sandal in my closet. And in OC, like that was what was cool. And I definitely did not skateboard or surf, but I tried to be near the beach because the beach equaled cool in Orange County. Like, OC is such a magical, funky place to grow up.
You grew up kind of in the peak of the OC shows that were on TV, right? You know, like The Hills and The OC.
Laguna Beach,
right,
love.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, felt seen.
What other aspects of life in Orange County do you mine for your comedy?
as much as I think I belong in a city and I'm a city girl, like, I think there's a secret part of my identity that, like, my dream is to be a suburban housewife. Like, I just to, like, have a clean home and light the candles and make a beautiful, healthy dinner every day. Like, I fantasize about that life, like making returns every day. Like, I love to, you know, like,
well, like buying things and returning them.
Like, what a dream. Like, I, you know, my life now is not what I dream of. Like, I am not home a lot. I'm traveling. I'm always in Ubers and airport lounges and comedy clubs where I don't know anyone. And like, I love that too. But like, I love just like a day to myself where I can, I love errands. Like, I've convinced myself, sadly, as an adult, that running errands all day is a sense of accomplishment and pride. Like, going to Target is a joy for me. Like, we all have our silly to-do lists. Like, what a joy. I got my dishwashing soap at Target. I'm crushing it today. Like, I, and one time I, there's a huge shopping center called like Tustin Marketplace in Tustin. That's like, it has everything I want. It's like the TJ Maxx, the Old Navy. And
now, do you ever perform in Orange County?
Here and there I do. Like, I had some shows at Irvine Improv, and I have more coming up in August. And there is a company, a production company called Don't Tell Comedy, and they basically produce pop-up comedy shows all over the world. And they have a bunch in Orange County where they will just pick like a, it's a secret location. So it'll be like a gym or a yoga studio or a restaurant or a brewery. And they will just bring some huge speakers, put out some chairs. It's BYOB, and it's a secret comedy lineup. And they're so fun. Like, if you just Google Don't Tell Comedy, they have a beautiful website, and just search whatever city you're in. So I've done like Orange, Anaheim, Costa Mesa, everywhere. And like, I love an OC crowd. They are there to laugh and drink and smile, and I couldn't love them more. It's good vibes.
Right, right. So listen, I want to ask you about some of your favorite OC places, like when you go back to visit family or to perform. You know, the county is of course known for its beaches, and you talked about, you know, hanging out at the beach because that's, you know, the cool place. That's where all the cool kids hang out. Do you have any favorite beaches?
I'm such a poser. I am so not a beach girl. Like, I mean, I feel partial to Newport because like, that's where, you know, growing up, like every 4th of July, we would go there and just run around. Like, but now, like, I am such a city girl. I like the idea of being near the beach. I don't even know if I have a beach towel, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm such a poser. Such a poser.
What are some of your favorite spots maybe to grab a bite to eat?
I'm so nostalgic when I go there because my family still lives there. But there's an awesome restaurant, Mediterranean, called Rosine's in Anaheim Hills. And it's been around since like I was in high school. Like, I remember my friends from high school worked there, and like, they would just sneak me little, like, you know, hummus and garlic sauce, and I would like frantically eat it. It's just such reliable, like, delicious Mediterranean food, and just like anything. It's just so comforting. So whenever I'm there, and like, I don't, you know, as much as I love my mom's cooking, if I don't want her to like, you know, cook all day, I'm like, let's just get Rosine's and call it a day. It's so good. I know it's kind of a chain, but there's an Asian bakery called 85 Degrees, and it's all over LA and Orange County. And it's like, you can just go in there, and it's one of those bakeries where like, you can grab a tray and just go ham, like just go in the cupboards and like take whatever speaks to you. They make these like savory and sweet pastries, and they're so affordable for what you're getting. Like, it's beautiful. And like, if you just want to, like, because I love, as you know, I love shopping at my little shopping centers and Targets and Nordstrom Rack. So like, in between shopping, you know, it's a stressful day. You got to get your little treat.
What goes into your little box?
It depends on my mood, but like, I love a cheesy, savory pastry, or like, they have like, I think like coconut type strudels, and like, I think a guava cheese situation. Like, so it's whatever you're in the mood for. It's just any type of texture. It's like so fun. Also, you could just go and look at stuff. Like, it's just like fun.
Like window shop. Yeah.
Window shop. I don't think they would love that. They're like, really? You can't get a $2 pastry, but like, they're so pretty to look at. There's also this, it's also, I think they have multiple locations in SoCal, but like, there's a dim sum place called Lunasia. I don't know that they have one directly in OC, but I think they have like a Cerritos and Torrance, like adjacent to OC, but it's such a consistent, good quality dim sum that's just like, I order online, I put it under my dad's name, I send my dad, I put it on my credit card, and my dad loves to drive around OC. And so it's just like a beautiful presentation. We just get a ton of dim sum and maybe bring it to my brother's house with my nephews and niece, and just like, depends on my mood. But like when I'm with my family, like we just have a habit of just wanting to get whatever tasty Asian food there is. Randomly, like in Yorba Linda, which is right next to Anaheim Hills, I don't know if you think sushi, you think Yorba Linda, but there's a place called Sai Sushi, S-A-I, that like, if ever my dad and I just want good sushi, like it's, you know, kind of tiny hole in the wall, but like fairly good quality. If you're ever in Yorba Linda and in the mood for sushi, like it does the trick. Like, and then, you know, got to shout out my Jamba Juices. I love my OC smoothies, love my acai bowls. That is always an OC staple for me, but stereotypical OC girl. I love my little chain restaurants.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Some of them are really great. And obviously the ones that you go to, they sound amazing. You know, Leslie, you mentioned a bunch of like brand name stores. Do you ever hit South Coast Plaza or any other OC mall?
Oh, do I? I mean, I got all my prom and winter formal dresses from South Coast Plaza. Brea Mall was where my mom and I went on like shopping dates. It was like our quality mother and daughter time. And they've really revamped Brea Mall since I've been there. But like, that's where we would get like our Hollister days, like, you know, my school outfits. Like we would always go to Brea Mall, South Coast Plaza, Irvine Spectrum. Like, so South Coast was like when I got super obsessed with makeup and went to the MAC store there. And I made my parents get me that stuff. And they were like, why? Like, why are we buying lipstick for our high school time? This is ridiculous. Even to this day, like I'll go to South Coast if I can. And like, you know, my mom and I, we didn't go surfing, you know. My mom did not surf or skateboard, certainly. That's how we just loved to hang out and talk. And that was our quality time. So we would just go to like the mall and Tustin Marketplace and make our returns. Even returning something was a joy with my mom and I. So I do have weird soft spots for those. I was going to say little malls. They're not little malls.
They're quite large. But yeah, I mean, it's part of the OC experience, right? Doing that kind of shopping and the, you know, all that stuff. And it's a way that you bonded with your mom, which is so cool.
Oh, and that reminds me, at South Coast Plaza, my mom loves this restaurant, Lori's. Lori's is a steakhouse. They have a location in Beverly Hills, but they have like this kind of like satellite pop-up shop within South Coast Plaza. And it's just like prime rib sandwiches and like steak salads and with, you know, classic horseradish. And my mom loves Lori's. So like whenever I would go home and be like, Mom, you want to have a Lori's day? She's like, hell yeah, baby. So we would just, you know, shop and, you know, walk around, get your steps in. And then at the end of the day, you know, after you shopped and walked around and worked up an appetite, you've earned your prime rib sandwich or whatever. So we would always stop by Lori's and recap like the fun stuff we bought and what I was up to. So I
talk about your future returns.
Future, yeah, like should we return this? Like, what a hard childhood I had. But like, I have super sentimental spot for that Lori's.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I love a nice steak sandwich. That sounds really
love.
Cool. Yeah, Leslie, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us on California Now.
Thank you. I'm starving now.
Me too. I want some sushi and steak.
Yeah.
Leslie Liao is a stand-up comedian. She's currently performing at venues across the country with her nighttime routine tour. To learn more about Leslie and her comedy, visit her website at leslieliao.com. That's leslieliao.com. This is California Now. Thank you for listening to California Now. We hope to see you in the Golden State soon. This podcast is produced by Visit California. I'm your host, Sotirios Johnson. Our producer is Kate Eppelboim. Jessica Marshall is our technical lead. John Godfrey is our editorial director. And the theme song is by Aaron Taos, additional music by Casey. You can find our show on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.